Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast. We're starting this off with a special announcement by Nez.
Guys, guess what?
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 I'm bringing Heartbroken Anonymous to New York.
Oh my gosh. Hell yeah.
So exciting.
Where is it? Where in New York?
It's going to be on the Lower East Side. I just wanted to tell you guys real quick. So it's a support group for people that are heartbroken, and it's free. Thursday, November 16th at 8 p.m. You can go to heartbrokenanonymous.com to reserve your spot, and that's it. And I'm really excited.
Right before the impending holidays where everyone
is alone.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a really good time.
It is a really good
time. Do you
guys
get so annoyed when people, like, literally the next day after Halloween is over are wearing, like, Christmas shit?
I enjoy it.
I love Christmas, and I love Christmas music, but, like, everyone's forgetting about Thanksgiving.
I know. Sure, that's. I was sure. Listening to the radio yesterday, and there was a woman who came on to complain that, like, everybody
really
forgets about Thanksgiving. It's true, because I love Thanksgiving. I think it's, like, it's becoming more of a favorite for mine than Christmas. I don't know. I guess, like, we always, our family, the Akinetti family, always has plans for Thanksgiving, but our Christmas plans are always up in the air.
Yeah, it's always like, all right, we'll open presents and watch movies all day and then eat dinner. That's it.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving
is more of like an
in.
Ordeal. Yeah. It's more warm and cozy. I don't know.
Lauren and
Naz is coming over.
I know. I can't wait. I
said
Thanksgiving with Ashley and Lauren last year, and it was glorious.
Yeah.
Because I never get that fall feeling in Florida.
Yeah, I know. You need the fall feeling for Thanksgiving.
And watching football. It's the best. But Lauren and I were dying. Ashley, did we tell you about this? That meme that's, like, making fun of people that, like, get ready for Thanksgiving dinner. Like, you spend hours getting ready in your own house, and then you just go downstairs and you're like, all right, time to eat, like in full makeup.
It's really weird.
No, I don't think so.
No, we haven't. You and I talked about it, but not on the podcast.
I think it's, I understand, like, looking nice for Thanksgiving, but, like, I never do more than foundation and mascara. All right, so anyway, today is a great show because we have Christina Shulman on. Can't believe we haven't had her on yet.
We'll it's just been a long time
catching
coming.
Up with her and giving her some questions about, like, what she doesn't get in life. Because I have such a list right now. I just document throughout the week things that I don't get. And one of the stories that I need to tell you guys, here's a huge I don't get it story. If you guys remember back in June, I talked about going on a really good date. I talked about it on my podcast, The Almost Famous Podcast, and then I talked about it with this podcast, and everybody was really excited and they wanted to know more details, but I didn't want to talk about more details because, like, I actually liked him, and I think, like, the more you like somebody, the more prone you are to be careful about what you choose to talk about.
Yeah, you're, like, scared. We're all scared to talk about stuff because who knows if they're listening right now.
Right. I mean, we do talk pretty openly about our bigs, but we also don't give a lot of detail that we could.
Right.
Because, you know, we don't want them to, like,
100%
know.
Because we're going to marry them one day. Not.
I have an update with my big, and I'm not even sharing it with you guys because it's, like, such, like, a personal thing that I don't feel, like, ready to talk about. So, anyway, but I was careful about talking about this one guy because this has been our second date, but we were friends beforehand, and our first date was back in March, and it was really good. It was just, like, it was actually probably the best date I've ever had.
I think it was the best date.
Yeah, which is, like, really weird. It was romantic. I thought he was so hot, but then I was able to talk to him so well, just, like, very comfortable. I'm like, wait a second. Like, here's a guy who I feel like I'm very similar to, I'm very comfortable with, have really good conversation, and I'm attracted to him. Like, what the heck is this? This never happens. So then it was really annoying and totally a red flag that I had gone 3 months without seeing him again, despite the fact that he said things like, oh, we need to hang out again. Like, he would, like, message me every now and then. But I was like, wait, after that kind of date, I really thought I'd see him, like, the following week.
Right.
But then,
or the next day.
Or, like, the next day. Right. So that was still, like, a little, Well, then we finally end up seeing each other again in June. And that is the date that I talked to you guys about. It was so good. We made out.
Is this the one at the beach?
No. Beach. I went to his place by the beach.
Okay. For some reason in my head,
that
I
was the gross guy. She gave him the four dates. And he like held our hand.
No,
and walked
I'm pretty sure with this guy, you like were walking down Venice Beach.
We were not.
No, that was the gross
guy.
But he
is in Playa Vista.
Okay.
He lives in Playa Vista. So
I digress.
Yeah.
I'm only saying that because someone tweeted.
I waiting know, for them fair. To say, I digress.
I know. So anyway, it just like, again, went really well. And this time he started saying things like, I can really see this going somewhere. I haven't liked someone like you before. Like, I haven't liked someone like this in a long time. He was saying, like, even when we were making out, he was like, we are so compatible. Like, I haven't felt this way kissing somebody in a long time. And just blah, 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 blah. Such good stuff. Such good stuff. And then, like, I repeat it to my friends. And I still have, like, that sense of skepticism because, come on now. Because
nothing works out for you and I.
Yeah. But it was just, like, it went really well. Like, no complaints. Well, there was actually a complaint or two. But I'll keep that private because holy shit.
Wait, what was the complaint?
Oh, darn it, no.
You can't say I'll keep that private and I have an update on my big. I'm not going to tell you guys because everyone listening is just going to be like, fuck you.
Well, keep your update with the big, but what's the other complaint?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
What do you think it is, Lauren? No, but close.
That he may like men?
No.
Oh.
But close enough, it's that he had makeup in his bathroom. And I was like, okay. Why?
The guys wear makeup
in your bathroom.
Guys wear makeup,
like, I was like, please tell me that's for photo shoots. No, we were talking about this yesterday. We were at a party. It was me, Amanda, Corinne, and Alexis. And Amanda was saying that somebody she recently dated has makeup in his bathroom. And it was a total gross turnoff.
Okay.
And I think it is.
100% it's a turnoff.
Okay, however, what kind of makeup? Because if there's eyeliner, then I'm into it.
No, it's if it's eyeliner, I'm into it too.
You guys are so weird. If it's foundation or a little concealer, I dated a guy in college who had that, and it's just so they can cover up zits. It's not like, it's not weird. Tom Ford has a whole male makeup.
Yeah,
line.
I don't.
This
I
guy
don't, I
ended
really don't
up
care.
Admitting to me that he wears tinted moisturizer every day. I don't know how I feel about that, unless you have really bad acne. I don't think guys need it as much as girls do.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't care if you wear it. Don't tell me you're wearing it.
Okay, whatever. But seeing yeah, makeup on a we'll guy's bathroom counter is a little alarming.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Back to the story. There was two flaws. One, that we had 3 months in between dates, and two, he had makeup on his counter. Well, we ended up talking texting a lot in between a couple weeks where we were both like out of town. We just both keep missing each other. So then I never told this story. It was my only time I was truly kind of ghosted. I like to think of it as more like stood up. I feel like I was properly stood up.
You were ghosted, Ashley.
Wait, didn't we talk about this?
I don't think so.
We had to have.
No, we never talked about it on the podcast.
We did it for some reason.
I feel like I vividly remember being like telling my part of the story when
guys,
I had to.
Just so everyone listening knows, we call ourselves the Ghostbusters. And this, I think we do need to, I can't believe we've never shared this with you, but this actually happened to Ashley. She's almost done with the story. But Lauren, we have never shared
this.
All
right, let's continue.
And this is a great story for everyone to hear right now.
Okay, so we had planned our third date. Lauren wasn't home, which was nice. So I told him to come over our place and that we Postmates and just do nothing. Because obviously, okay, because I was comfortable enough to have him come over.
And of course, as a woman excited to hang out with a guy you like, Ashley spent the whole day cleaning her apartment.
Oh my God, you guys, I cleaned my apartment.
How much money did you spend on wine and cheese?
Like $60?
Like
so,
all this stuff. And then you got home and you were
so
ready
cute.
To hang out with him.
I mean, like I did like that day. I think I had something to do in the morning, but then like I spent the entire day just like preparing the apartment, myself, food. And then I felt like a super chick flick. I was like, this is happening in my life. Like, I'm actually, like, I have my own cute apartment in Los Angeles. Like, this is my Katherine Heigl moment. Sit down on the couch with, like, a glass of wine, waiting for him to come over, which should be any minute. And then nothing. So then he's...
What does that mean, nothing? Like, you...
No, so 30
so the time
minutes.
Came for him to come over.
Yes. 30 minutes in. Oh, and by the way, he had been the one to text me the day prior, telling me the timing.
So he texts Ashley the day before and was like, we're still good to go for tomorrow. Yes. Ashley
7
was like,
o'clock,
yes.
I'll be at your place.
Spent the whole day getting ready. It's 7 o'clock and he's nowhere to be found, right?
I would have thought if I didn't hear from him the same day, it wasn't on. That's what I would have thought.
I don't know. Lauren, if someone texts you the day before.
The night before
and they're like, we're still on for tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, we're still on. That's pretty legitimate.
I don't think you have to confirm as long as it's been within 24 hours of the hang, right?
The day of, you mean.
So you, 24 hours. Yeah, so you text him.
So anyway, I text him. I go, hey, you almost out of work or something like that.
You said ETA.
Oh, ETA. Yes. Mm-hmm. No response. It goes another half an hour. I call him. No pickup. I think, is that when we ended up seeing him post something on Insta story?
Yeah. Then you text me. And you're like, he isn't picking up, and he posted like with two other people, right?
Yeah, he posted with two other people
on Instagram.
Yeah,
while he has a date with Ashley at 7,
and he's not picking up the phone,
and he's not picking up the phone
past 8, and
so it's now an hour.
Yeah, and then we got to like the I don't know, it wasn't a desperation point. It was like the
fuck this point.
Fuck him, what an asshole point. Where it was like, well, you know, I liked him, but I know that he wasn't my husband, so let's just have some crazy fun. And Lauren was at home in Virginia, and this guy is actually from our county in Virginia and has the same area code. So we go.
So can I just tell everyone, this is the most savage, greatest thing that happens next.
So then I love us. Lauren calls him from our home phone in Virginia. He
answers the phone.
Wait, Lauren, explain it.
He answers the phone and I go, why are you standing up, Ashley? And he goes, who is this? I go, why are you standing up, Ashley? And he goes, I'm not standing up, Ashley.
Yeah,
and
like then, so defensive. He was like, I'm not standing up,
then
Ashley.
And hangs up and then doesn't text Ashley.
No. And so then
I'm like, and then, okay, continue.
Okay, so I don't know if I guess that was it. Was it that? I may have called twice, though.
You did call twice.
I think, like, I texted him ETA.
No, after he answered mine, you called again because it was like, you got to fucking answer now. And then he didn't.
Okay. Regardless, he ends up texting me 3 hours after the date start time, the presumed date start time. Or not presumed, the plan. And he says something like, oh my gosh, just got my phone back. My friends on the West Coast surprised me with a birthday party. His birthday was like the week prior.
Like, if you're going to make so much effort to make an excuse, then make the effort to say, I can't do it.
Well, I don't think it was an excuse. He was hanging out with friends and seemed ridiculously drunk.
I'm just saying he could have answered your phone call because he obviously answered my phone call.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's where he like must have been so drunk that he forgot that he picked up your phone call. Yeah, because he said, like, I just got my phone back. So I don't know what that means. Like, then he goes,
it's a lie. That's what it means.
Yeah, because like in my head, I was like,
from
does that
who?
Mean that they
snatched your phone?
That your surprise party guests took your phone away and then you decided to Insta story the entire time using somebody else's or somebody else had your phone and they wouldn't let you have it? Like, what is this? So then he continues to like explain. He goes, I asked my assistant to text you. I made sure that I asked her 3 separate times throughout the day to make sure that you knew that we had to reschedule.
But wasn't a surprise party, so why would he need to do that if he didn't know it was happening?
I guess.
But also, why are you going through an assistant when you asked someone to go on a date?
Yeah, and then
why
he goes,
are you hiding behind an assistant?
And then I just realized that my assistant didn't have your number, but she kept telling me that she texted you.
Lies, lies, lies. Guys, I don't understand why people do this. Why do you ghost? If you don't want to hang out anymore, say you can't hang out
anymore.
That
wasn't it. I don't think that he was not interested.
Just say you can't hang
out
today.
He answered Lauren's phone call and then didn't answer yours.
Then why would he text me the day before confirming? I don't think it was a lack of interest. I think it was him being a totally self-absorbed, not thinking about anybody else's feelings.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a coward and you wanted to cancel. He didn't want to hang. He wanted to do something else.
Well, no, I think he actually had a surprise party. Like, I actually think he had a surprise party.
Yeah, exactly.
Party.
He didn't want to hang out with you. He wanted to go to a surprise party.
Well, it was for him. I know that this was the fact. It was the fact that he had an effing surprise party. I mean, we saw the videos. Like, that was a party.
For him.
Yeah. It was a party for him.
How is he supposed to know that?
It was a surprise party for him.
Yeah, so then why did he tell her, his assistant, all day?
I think she said, I think what she said to him during the day is that we have plans tonight. You better not have any plans. And then he was like, okay, well, then you better text Ashley.
Whatever. Either way,
anyway, okay.
Like, either way, you get a call from someone in Virginia, but you can't pick up other phone calls.
No, exactly.
You're a coward.
Yeah.
When you had plans with someone and you don't go through an assistant.
Obviously texting, when you're obviously reading my text that say ETA and I'm sitting there with a glass of wine alone being the ultimate Katherine Heigl or Jennifer Goodwin in this case.
This is your ghosting story.
Yeah. So then he says at the end of the text, he's like, I'm so drunk right now. Please. He never said sorry though. This is interesting because never once in like this huge paragraph did he ever say sorry.
Unreal.
Oh, he mentioned Lauren. He's like, I didn't have my, like something about your sister calling, la la la. I don't know. He did acknowledge that Lauren called. And then he goes, let me call you tomorrow when I'm not so drunk and explain everything. Anyway, I was like, let's see if he actually calls the next day. Didn't call that day. Didn't call the next day.
Wow.
And because I was in so much I don't give a fuck zone, like this guy sucks, on that Thursday, so like 3 days after, I texted him. I go, thanks for the phone call. Never responded to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what's interesting and why am I telling this story now? I'm telling this story now.
Ashley, we need to call him.
I don't know.
We definitely could. There's an update. What's the update?
3 weeks ago, Lauren and I saw on Instagram that he is now engaged.
No.
He's engaged.
Engaged.
No.
He's engaged to his baby mama.
And having another baby.
And it seems like he's having another baby because it says, like, I can't wait to marry the mother of my children. Now, this girl, I think, had
a
prior relationship plus with him. But his children, the mother of my children, I don't think that he's including that step kid in there. I think she's pregnant with his second kid. And he told me.
Wait, so he has a kid with her?
Yeah.
He
already has
a kid.
He does
have a kid with her.
Okay. And now they're having another kid.
And now they're having another kid and they're engaged.
Okay.
Yes. We went on our date in March, he said, like, sorry, I dropped off, because he was like flirting with me in the first place when I first met him. He's like, sorry, I dropped off. But I really was trying to like exhaust it all with my ex, the baby mama, because like I really wanted to make it work with her because like family unit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was like, but we really have tried and now I know that there's not enough there forever. And well, now he's engaged to her,
That's okay. People can feel
that is fine
a certain way in a moment and things change. I just
but how
can't
do you
stand
go-
people that ghost.
Yeah, right. But how do you get from telling me like you see a future with me in June to being engaged 4 months later?
I mean, he's a kid with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pregnancies.
You know, history. It's not just pregnancy. It's history. Like feelings and history.
Well, speaking of somebody who's gone through a lot of those motions and feelings this year is Christina Schulman. And we're going to call her right now and we're just going to catch up with Christina.
Yay. I love Christina. I can't
wait. The best.
All right, I'm so sorry, but we have to take a moment for one of our favorite sponsors, BioClarity. You guys know that I love BioClarity. My pores are smaller, my skin is less flaky, less irritated, and so much less red since I started using it. I've been highly recommending it for months now. So if you haven't heard about BioClarity, let me tell you a little bit. It doesn't use weird, harsh chemicals. It actually uses antioxidants found in green tea to clean and detoxify your skin, and cooling cucumber to soothe, and oat kernel extracts to hydrate. It's not like your typical traditional acne treatments. It doesn't use benzoyl peroxide, which causes that redness, dryness, and irritation. If you don't feel like trying out the three-step system that you're going to cleanse, treat, and restore with, simply try out BioClarity Hydrate. It hydrates your skin with this lightweight, breathable, oil-free moisturizer that has been designed for even the most sensitive skin like mine. It can be used alone or in combination with the three-step BioClarity system. So head over to BioClarity.com. Our listeners are going to get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you need to enter our code, which is GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. So head on over to BioClarity.com, plug in our code, GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, and get fresh skin that is calm, not red, small pores, all the good stuff. All right, back to what we were talking about. Christina's on the line. Christina, I love you so much.
You are so sweet.
You're all our favorites. You're all our
favorites.
Thanks
for having me.
I think you're America's favorite from the past year.
100%.
Well, I feel the love, let's say.
Aww.
So sweet.
Did you, like, after coming off Paradise, was everyone just, like, hitting you up?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of DMs.
Yeah.
From girls and guys, and the guys are like, why would you like look at player or a fuckboy when I'm like husband material? I'm like, okay, great. Thanks.
Do you want to forward those to my number?
The nice guys?
Yeah.
You know what? You can't tell anything about them when their profile is blocked and they just say,
know. It's like, don't DM me if I have to follow you in order to see what you really look
also,
like.
Also, like, just, hey, don't have a private account. It defeats the entire purpose of an Instagram. Wait, everyone will look at you.
I mean, it's 2017.
I have a question. There's Ashley, no did you ever get messages like that? Like, be with me, like, forget about Jared when you got off the show?
I'm so bad with my DMs blocked side, you know, the like non-follow side. So I don't really know.
Aren't you interested? That's where all the dick pics go.
I know. Well, since Dean got that message from Justin Bieber, I've been like, I guess
Wait,
I need
what?
To go through
Justin
that.
Justin Bieber should like bypass all of the limits, you know?
Oh, yeah. Naz?
He was actually like, a sliding in a couple of girls' DMs I guess Paradise.
Wait, what are you guys talking
about?
Please explain.
Justin Bieber.
Hold on, let Christina explain.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not sure how much of it I can share, but I think it's public knowledge. One of the girls from the show said that Justin was like sliding her DM. I don't know what the situation now is since I guess Selena is back in the picture, which I'm all about them too.
That was on my topic list for today. Christina, how do you feel about Justin and Selena? I feel like you can kind of relate.
What? I don't know about that.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that, like, you know, you like in Paradise, you know, there was a little back and
Jelena.
Forth.
You're the Jelena.
Yeah, and you are Selena.
You are Selena
Gomez.
Oh,
thanks, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'll take Selena. She's awesome. I love her.
I feel like we all feel very comfortable with them together because we're like, you guys just belong together. Don't take any of our other men or females or whatever. You know, they just belong
The thing. I agree with her family and friends reportedly hate him, and it's because she went into a depression because of him, and she did go through a lot. But there is something about the fact that he can't, like, nothing can keep them apart. Like, she's the one woman that he's gonna love for the rest of his life. That's very endearing.
It's really Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, like they broke up like the weekend and Selena broke up, and then immediately he's like, I'm there for you, babe. Like, let's go to fucking church. I love it.
Yeah.
Christina, what do you think?
I love them two together. I would just kind of, I think, jumped on the train of, hey, Justin and Selena, oh, cool. Like a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, was it? A year ago?
Yeah, I guess they haven't been together for 2 years.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I like the idea, but there's something just about them that you can like feel
the
love and her and Justin. Oh, okay. Selena and Justin. So I honestly didn't see The Weeknd and Selena lasting.
Me neither.
I guess as long as they did, but
can you tell us about Bieber's DM to Dean?
Oh, I actually don't know that. I just heard about him writing him, but I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
I know that the girls, I think Slynn and D-Lo's DM and maybe Raven's.
I heard about Raven.
No way.
So he's apparently a big Bachelor fan.
Guys,
That jealous right now. Justin Bieber sliding into your DM.
Why didn't he slide into yours, Christina?
I know, Christina. That doesn't make any sense. I feel like you'd be the one that he'd really be going for. For some reason, I really feel like you give the most Selena vibe.
I just didn't think that would happen. So,
well, what would have happened if he did DM you?
If you had like brown hair, he probably still would have.
If he's slitting your DM, right. Like, what would your reaction be?
I'd be like, oh, the high school Christina is happy right now. But that's not
I feel like a little while. The adult Naz is very happy right now. What is up with you? Where are you living right now? And what has your life been like ever since the show?
Well, that's a loaded question. Well, that's multiple questions. Okay, well, I am still in Lexington, Kentucky.
I thought you were in Nashville.
I know. I'm in Nashville so much. Okay, so I had plans to move there over the Halloween weekend, but then something happened with my apartment, and I'm staying there for about 2 more months.
Okay.
So, but I am still looking in Nashville places to live.
I think you couldn't move because you couldn't break the lease, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't get, because well, this is the I Don't Get It fault. Podcast. Oh, it's your fault. I just don't get why people trap you in a lease. Like, why can't I just move whenever I want?
Well, that exactly. would be lovely, that but was that's because the you're mentality. Not a
landlord. It was like, let us know 60 days in advance and like 4 days before I decided to, like, I'm leaving the state of Kentucky. They were like, by the way, you have 60 more days. I'm like, fantastic.
Well, that's kind of a good 2 months to be home, because you'd probably be in Lexington for Thanksgiving and Christmas all the time anyway.
Exactly. My birthday's coming up, so I was like, this is a good time to be home.
How old are you turning?
Friends, family. I'll be 26. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're a child.
Yeah.
What? I'm so jealous
of that age. Lauren's 27.
Oh, Lauren.
Hey, those are good ages. They're good up there with it.
Yeah, I wish I was 26 again.
But to be turning 26.
What's so special about 26? Though
I don't know, you're mid-20s still.
I like 26.
I'm upper 20s now.
I like 26 because exactly, you don't seem so young, but you're also not old. It's mm-hmm. like the perfect age.
Yeah, it was a good year for me.
I feel old going on 20.
So Christina, are you a dental hygienist still?
I'm still licensed to practice dental hygiene. I just haven't found a job post show since I knew I would be moving, so I didn't want to put a workplace in a position of like hiring me and then
very smart like very me leaving.
So
tell us about the grossest story you have from being a hygienist.
Oh my. I mean, anything I say people will probably think it's gross, but I love it. I think it's the worst maybe when somebody's bleeding excessively.
Ew.
And you're trying to scale but you can't see. So you're just like feeling for it. And I mean, that's exciting to me and fun. I'm a perfectionist.
Wait,
when it comes
to what you're trying to feel, what
calculus, the buildup, the hard stuff to clean off the teeth.
Ew.
So, but when you go like so deep below the gum line and there's so much blood and you can't see, I'm sorry to gross you out.
No,
but
that's totally, I'm a bleeder. I'm a bleeder because I have gingivitis.
And Cupcake tells me to get the water pick, which I haven't yet. But I'm curious to know if you've talked or met Cupcake, because he lived in Nashville and was a dentist there. So can he hook you up with like a job?
I'm sure. Doesn't he live in LA now?
Yeah, he moved here.
Okay.
But he used to be a dentist in Nashville.
Have you guys met in general?
Yeah.
You guys are a cute couple. Hey. I'm just kidding. I've never met. I mean, looks wise, it's not all for me. I've just got like more personality.
Oh, right. He's got a great personality. Absolute serial killer. Love it.
But Lauren means awesome. He's mysterious. Dark.
He's mysterious.
Edgy.
One of you with Cupcake.
He thinks of us as sisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Is that what all these bachelor guys?
Everyone.
Every guy.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective, world-class workouts, personalized to meet your needs, plus extensive nutritional content, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals.
I've been trying to cut down on carbs and eat more protein instead of all those white sugars, and Beachbody On Demand has really helped me develop an eating plan, as well as giving me all these workouts that I can find on my computer on my phone, on my TV. It's all great. Recently, I've been starting to do P90X, and even though it's the hardest thing I've ever done, it makes me feel so good afterwards. It makes me feel like I did something good for my body.
With step-by-step program guides, workout calendars, comprehensive nutrition plans, an innovative portion control-focused cooking show, Fixate, and the motivation and support of a growing community, Beachbody On Demand is the total package. With your Beachbody On Demand, you get amazing workout programs like Pio, 21 Day Fix, with hundreds of other workouts. Our I Don't Get It listeners can claim a free trial membership. So just text GET IT, G-E-T-I-T, with no spaces, one word, to 313131 and get full access to this entire platform free. Try Beachbody On Demand. You won't regret it. Get in all your workouts at home, anywhere you want, on your iPad, your computer, your phone, anywhere. All right, let's go back to what we're talking about.
So what is the dating life in Kentucky like?
Non-existent.
No. Oh my God. Have you ever met Joe Bailey?
I don't think that's a pairing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Joe Bailey, I think he actually messaged me once.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I was just like not responding. And I think he thinks I'm like the meanest person probably. Aww. But I just like know of him and he does not have like a good reputation. So I just don't want to associate myself with.
Yeah,
I guess that person.
He's very
Lauren dated him.
I dated him. I did. He's very sweet. He also expresses his feelings very well. He's a funny villain.
He's a funny villain.
I think he'd be a good friend if you're born in Kentucky. I know that he is.
Where does he even live in Kentucky?
You know what? I do not know.
When he would fly to Lauren, he would fly out of Nashville. You normally fly out of Nashville?
No, I actually head up north, sometimes like out of Lexington, Louisville, or Cincinnati.
Oh, because so he must not be near you.
Yeah, I have no idea in any direction where in Kentucky he's from. It's which
probably like
terrible.
On some horse farm.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for all of you.
Yeah.
Lauren recently asked me this question, and I was like, I have no idea. Explain where you came up with the question.
I have no idea what you're asking.
The inspire question.
Oh, okay. So all these fucking Instagram people.
Well, there's that, but then you were also watching a show.
Okay, I was watching America's Next Top Model, duh. And Tyra was like, think of when you're taking this picture, think of the thing that inspires you. Think of something that inspires you. And this one model's like, bitch, I don't know what inspires me. She was like, I don't know, like chicken nuggets. And I'm like, yes. What inspires me? Like the end of the day, sitting at home with a large cheese pizza on my lap. That's what inspires me.
Oh my God.
But
like,
I don't know what people are like, oh yeah, that inspired me so much. Like, what inspires you guys?
I like that question. I am inspired by people who have like come from nothing and have made it. Like specifically, HBO has a documentary called The Defiant Ones, and it's about Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine and their story, like how they just made everyone famous and made Beats by Dre and Apple is so, like, I was watching it and like genuinely inspired. Okay. And I never feel genuinely inspired. Like I played like things that Dr. Dre said, like I would rewind and keep playing it because I was like, this is incredible.
That's good. Yeah, okay, documentaries inspire me.
He was like a nobody from Compton.
When I talk about documentaries, so it's interesting that you say that because for me, I wrote down memoirs. Like, you know, I like autobiographies and then I think like autobiographical or just like biographical documentaries. Like things on the Reels channel or things on the Biography channel. Like mm-hmm. I really like that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think of this immediately. Like if somebody said that, I would never pop up. That came like a couple days later.
If you're modeling, you're not going to be like, oh, when Jimmy Iovine said this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I would also never be a model, so.
I don't think that would inspire me to pose by any means.
But hold on, posing for like a picture?
Yeah, a picture. It's like when in your eyes, I want to see what inspires you. I don't know. It's just Tyra Banks being Tyra Banks.
Lighting?
But
I don't know.
Yeah, like I would be like, do my eyes killer look lighting. Pretty? I don't know. But Christina, what inspires you if you have anything?
I don't know, for a picture? Like a
Not
selfie
just,
on
no,
a picture?
Just in general, in life. Are you inspired by anything?
I think I get inspired easily. I mean, just like seeing somebody else do something genuine for somebody else. I think I was driving once and I heard on the radio, this family moved into a neighborhood for Halloween and not for Halloween, but they moved into this neighborhood and it was around the Halloween And they're like, okay, so how does it go down? Well, the whole neighborhood gets together and they're like, hey, you guys need a lot of candy because so many kids come through. And I don't know, this family was kind of like bought some candy. They ended up spending like $300 for all the children to have candy. And I don't know, for some reason I got like emotional. I said, this family had no idea. And they were still willing to spend that money that they could have used something for something else, but they bought it for Halloween for the kids. Aww. To enjoy their time. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was just like really sweet. And but there's like, I mean, I think I get easily inspired.
There's all those really sad Facebook videos of like a grandpa singing to a baby and people saving dogs.
Yeah. Have you seen that video?
Which video?
About, I think it was a grandfather. They bought him glasses that he could see colors.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, so sweet.
And they just try to hold it back and then they can't.
Guys, I was at the World Series last night, and this guy was sitting in front of me. It was really cool. And this guy was sitting in front of me, very, very old, had a hat on that said World's Best Grandpa. I wish I would have taken a photo of him, but he kept looking back at me and smiling because, you know, you make that initial smile or whatever. And his, you know, his son spent all the money he could to take his grandpa to see the Dodgers play in the World Series before, God forbid he leaves this world. And like that, I don't know, just moments like that are just so
that makes me like but not be able to describe what's pulsing through my body.
Inspire you to do what?
Inspires you to do good, Lauren. So like maybe I wouldn't have done that, but maybe I'll spend money and take my grandpa somewhere where he's been dying to go. You know what I mean? Like it's little acts of
work-wise, I can answer this work-wise. Like, for example, this is so corny, but when I was going into season 3 of Paradise, I was reading Andy Dorfman's book in the hotel before I went into Paradise. And it inspired me to go out on the balcony, and I wrote for hours, like, the story of, like, my bachelor life.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm going to write a book now. I think reading a lot. Like I think
inspiration is copying. And that's what I have a problem with. It's like, what inspires you? It's like this picture of me buying flowers because I saw this other girl buying flowers and taking a picture of it.
Flowers will never be inspiring.
That's what I'm confused about.
Lauren, that makes sense, copying. But like Heartbroken Anonymous, I think, was an original idea. Very original. And I was inspired by a stranger that I met.
There you go.
So strangers can inspire you.
Yeah.
Chick flicks inspire me.
I think chick flicks give you hope. I think there's a difference than inspiring.
Because you're not going to go out and do things differently. You just get hope.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, they do inspire her because she dressed up as Rose from Titanic.
She did something.
Some of you may know that Naz and I both work for Clever TV, in which we read entertainment stories from the teleprompter. And this is when I realized that my eyesight isn't very good. So I heard about Hubble and I ordered some contacts from them, and I love it because now I'm not overwearing my contacts to save money and I'm not overpaying for uncomfortable contact lenses. And now I'm consistently ordering them because they're so affordable. Whereas before I was like, I don't really need them for seeing. So like, I'll just skip out. I don't need to spend the extra money. But Hubble is great because I get a fresh pair of lenses every single day for less. 60 contacts for $30. Do the math. That is $1 a day. It's half the price of other brands. So go to HubbleContacts.com and get your first 2 weeks for free. It's quality daily lenses, half the price of the other guys. Hubble Contacts has been featured in Vogue, GQ, TechCrunch, and Mashable. Those are very reliable sources, so you know you're getting a good brand. Go to HubbleContacts.com for your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. 15 pairs for free. You really can't beat this deal. Hubble is offering our listeners 2 weeks for free. HubbleContacts.com. You get 20/20 vision for half the price. That is HUBBLE Contacts.com.
What did you dress up as for Halloween, Christina?
I was Beyonce.
Oh yeah, you were Beyonce. Yes.
You had those braids, right? You had those killer braids in.
Oh my gosh, I tried. I even like intertwined my own hair into the wig.
My next question was if you did them yourself, because they're amazing.
Well, I bought the. Everyone was like, "Oh, it's gonna be a blonde wig. Are you going to be Khaleesi?"
Oh. Yeah,
Khaleesi. And I was like, "Well, no." So I had to like intertwine my own hair, undo the braid, and then rebraid it. Gosh, that was my only night of the whole year, probably my life, to be Beyonce, and I took advantage of it.
Apparently, Beyonce is doing the voice of Nala in the new.
In the Lion King.
Oh, she's, it's not the voice of Nala. She will be Nala, like crawling on her knees.
Yeah, because it's live action.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I thought it was just the voices. I don't know why I thought that.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be so good.
That'd be really,
that's perfectly casted.
Christina, I have a question for you. So we do this thing called Ghostbusters on our podcast, where people call in, they tell us their story if they've been ghosted, and then we call the person that ghosted them and help them to try and get answers. So I wanted to know if you've ever been ghosted or if you've ghosted someone.
I think, okay, so I don't think I've been ghosted. I can't, nothing really comes to my mind like right away. And I'm sure after this, I'll be like, oh, I should have mentioned this one. But nothing right now. But I think I have been that, I don't know. Is ghosting happen like after you've seen someone?
Yes.
See, my definition would be like after 3 days.
You've had a date and you just after 3 days.
Exactly. Yeah. Or one or two or three or how many dates, but you've definitely been on a date with them.
Then no, I don't think I've ghosted. Usually I'm pretty straight up. It's like, or I don't know. I'll kind of wiggle myself out of.
Yeah. So
I don't try
excuses.
To just like leave someone. Yeah. Yeah.
You won't leave excuses, somebody unresponded to.
But if they keep continuously coming around, then I'll like straight up just say, because with guys, I think it's, you can't beat around the bush. Okay. So I usually try to kind of like kindly get out of it. But if the guy is still not getting it, then I become a little bit more direct. And for some reason, they come back. So
they come back even after you're direct.
Well, because I mean, whether it's a couple days or a couple months, and I'm like, oh, you again.
Yeah.
But then I'd like play into like the friendship. I don't
people
know.
People won't. Never, they like, can't have, man.
All right, bye.
Thank
it's
you.
Been fun.
Love you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Love you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I love that Christina just came on.
She's truly the cutest person ever.
She really is.
Before we head out today, I do want to talk about like two like little round table questions. One.
Okay.
I don't get...
Why are you looking at me with that face?
I don't know. I'm just looking at you because you're directly in front of me. I don't get Adam Levine, and neither does Lauren.
We all don't.
No one gets Adam Levine anymore.
Oh, Naz doesn't get Adam
Levine
either.
The whole world doesn't get him anymore.
Actually, I think a lot of girls do. And then people...
Before he was on The Voice, he was sexy and hot.
And now you know what his speaking voice sounds like.
It's not even that. He's just kind of douchey, and the voice went to his head. But this is years ago, and ever since then, no one's liked him anymore.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's like a thing.
Oh, well.
He's very unlikable. He's like, he's almost Anne Hathaway unlikable.
Okay. First off, I always thought that Anne Hathaway gets a bad rap. But, I mean, he has always been an unlikable personality to me.
Yeah.
And maybe I knew this beforehand. But then when I say I don't get Adam Levine, then girls are always like, oh, my God, you must not have ever seen him perform live. And I'm like, no, I've seen him perform live. Don't get it.
I've never seen
him perform
live.
He's just a plain face with a whole bunch of tattoos. You can put it on any gorgeous guy and get the same result.
If he didn't have tattoos and he didn't sing and he wasn't famous and he walked by you in real life, there's no way you double take.
Oh, no way.
What's your other question?
My other question is, what's the most overdone thing on Instagram? Because right now I am so over poached eggs. The cracking of poached eggs.
People that crack their poached eggs on Instagram need to stop.
The most overdone thing on Instagram.
No one cares that you bought an $11.90 egg avocado toast.
And we all have seen it be like poked, you know, or poked at before. And it's not different every time. It's the same every time.
Gordon Ramsay, I believe, thinks that avocado toast with poached egg is just utter rubbish.
Really?
He's like, I don't know who made this, but what the fuck they thinking?
I think it tastes pretty good.
The last time I had it, you know, I had a horrible allergic reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Or intolerance. I have an intolerance to avocado.
Yeah, I hate that people do it. What do you think's overdone, Lauren? You're on Instagram a lot.
I'm on Instagram all day.
But she doesn't post.
But I don't post. the most overdone thing is posting a picture with your friend looking down at your bodies.
Yeah. Like, that's, I look down and pretend I'm like looking at a penny on the ground. Okay. So one thing, Ashley, I think that's overdone, which I totally do, is the planned, which is the new thing. It's a planned candid.
It's not a new thing. They just put a name to it now.
No, it's like, it's taken over the selfie. It's like the new big
thing. Yeah. Okay.
It has been happening. Yes.
Yes, I know.
And I remember one time Jared actually got so annoyed at a planned I did in New York in March because I had a coffee in my hand and I was drinking it and I had my other hand on the door of a cab that I was getting into. And Jared was like, how in the hell are you in the middle of Times Square with a coffee in your hand about to get in a cab?
How the hell were you in the middle of Times Square with a coffee in your hand as a taxi was like, yeah, I'll just wait here while you snap that picture while 50,000 cars behind me are beeping and yelling at me to move my ass. But no, I'll wait for your Instagram post. Don't mind me.
Just so you guys know, Jared just walked through the door. Such great timing.
I will say one thing that I don't like on Instagram.
You got to do it for the gram, Jared. What do you not like?
You
got to
do it for the gram. No.
I have so many feelings on that planned, but I'll let Jared talk.
One thing I don't like on Instagram, I'm so over this thing where girls in the middle of laughing, where like they're like all like looking in different directions and smiling, and they're like, or like looking at each other. I cannot stand when two girls are looking
at you,
like just smiling at each other as if they're just laughing and loving each other and everything's so happy. Yeah, and then how does that look? You took more than one, right? Because I just want to make sure that the lighting's good and the shadows
easily
are good.
34.
Okay, Naz, I don't like this planned, and I'm no.
You do them.
I don't.
Yes, you do. Where? They're all over your Instagram.
Everybody does planned. Whether you think you
all
do
your
or not.
Ads, everything is a planned,
right?
Ads are different.
But not
ads
even all of your pictures that I've taken for you are planned.
Listen,
how so?
Don't be afraid to admit that you do.
Yeah, Ashley, you just gotta admit it.
I'm terrible on Instagram, and
your photo
do
with Dean last night of you as Rose is a planned. You
that's
planned
a freaking
it.
Picture, guys. It's a fucking picture. You pose. That's called
that's
so. What's the difference between posing and having a planned photo?
I guess a planned
is like you're supposed to be in action. You're supposed to be in action, yes, but like you actually like froze,
so
like a mannequin.
It's supposed to be in action, but also seem as if
it's
natural.
Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like something
stupid.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Because they're so transparent. I don't
Whatever, guys.
Why.
It gets
that's
the
like
most
you
like
thinking that you're like a Maybelline model. You're like, oh, I'm in this city. I'm running to catch a cab. Like,
why do you think those pictures get the most likes?
I don't know, but they do, Jared.
Those pictures got the most likes?
All my planneds get the most likes out of any other type of photo that I post.
I think just people put more effort into planneds. Like they want to make sure they look great. And if they did those with normal photos with like their friends, I'm sure they would get.
I think people like the aesthetic. It's like looking through a magazine. It's a cool picture. It's how many people have a picture in the middle of Times Square about to get in a cab with a coffee in their hand? That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's really aesthetically cool. Pleasing. Yes.
That's the whole point of Instagram.
I have like such a weird. My following is so weird that like the more like I just can't. It's just they don't like anything that's inauthentic.
I think yours is mainly bachelor.
You go to certain people for certain things. Like you go to Amanda for an aesthetically beautiful picture,
right.
And like a fashion,
you
a planned.
Exactly. For a planned.
And for me, you go for like quirky Ashley being like creative and stupid.
Right. Everyone has their own brand. Anyways, thanks for joining us, Jared.
No problem.
And
I'm glad I could give
everyone,
my two
thank
cents.
You for joining us on this roller coaster ride of a podcast. It kind of went crazy, but hopefully you enjoyed Ashley's ghosting story and Christina and the I Don't Gets of Instagram.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I Don't Get It
Podcast. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.